Proclamation number 6067, dated the September 30th, 1954. Approaching trouble. You are approaching a time of immense trouble and require great strength of faith in order to master it, because with your physical strength you won't be able to resolve it, but certainly with spiritual strength. However, the affliction will befall you on account of your faith, because the final time will have come when all of you will be demanded to make a decision. Admittedly, the earlier worldly adversity, even though it is also inevitable, will affect all people and be a wake-up call for all, yet this adversity is a natural one and will therefore also be humbly endured. However, the immense trouble affecting people on account of their faith has spiritual reasons and spiritual consequences, for then both the people, as God's opponents, as well as God Himself will demand a decision, and life in eternity depends on this decision. People will be requested to deny their faith in God, and thus they will be forced by the ruling power to make a decision. Then it will require tremendous strength of faith to defy this obligation and to openly profess God before the world. However, anyone who has the will to do so shall also have the strength to resist, for this shall flow to him from the one whom he fearlessly professed. And thus the affliction will arise from the fact that God's faithful followers will be placed under severe pressure by their opponents and be greatly damaged and demeaned in an earthly way, that these few will become a target for people to run riot in a God-opposing sense. A strong faith fends off all attacks, but a weak faith becomes unstable and needs support, which will indeed be granted to him when his will desires God. Yet this time must come, because the day of the end comes ever closer, and because the separation of the spirits must take place first. Many people will still be recalled who, without question, would descend in such times of affliction, and God will only preserve the life of the strong who offer resistance by virtue of their faith. But He also knows who inexorably strives towards the abyss. He knows where any change of will is impossible. And He will allow these people to keep their life so that what is proclaimed will come true, that the goats will be separated from the sheep so that the great cleansing on this earth can take place, which will be followed again by a time of peace, by a time of righteousness. Amen.